The following was recorded live from the sanctuary of Bethel Worship Center, Tuppers Plains, Ohio, reaching the world for Jesus Christ from Meigs County. Join us now and experience an exciting message from our pastor, Rob Barber.
Jesus has risen from the dead. Jesus is alive. Jesus came and took your sins away. That's something to get excited about. That's something to pay attention to. That's something to realize that we have a glorious future. It doesn't matter what this world throws at us. We have a glorious future in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's coming back. He's going to set up his kingdom on this earth. And I don't know about you, but I'm going to reign with him. I'm going to be in a prominent position. Not because I'm somebody, but because I love him. You are too. You can be that. You can be in a position of ruling and reigning with the Lord Jesus Christ. All you have to do is serve him with all your heart, soul, and mind. It has nothing to do with your ability, your talents, or even the gifts that he gives you, except that you use them and you lift him up and glorify him. Hallelujah. Today, we want to talk about resurrection. We want to talk about the Lamb of God. I want to share with you the reality of Jesus being the Lamb. I want to answer a couple questions that some people may have. Many probably already know what the answer to these questions are. But, you know, why? Why do we need the blood of a Lamb? Why do we think that Jesus is the answer to that? I want to just share with you this morning from the Word of God how important it is that we recognize that God had a plan. And that plan, you know, it wasn't an afterthought. Believe me. God just didn't, after Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, God didn't just come up with a second plan. This was God's plan all along from the very beginning. He knew what was going to happen. He knew he was going to have to come to earth and become a man, and he knew he was going to die on the cross, and he knew he was going to come back to life on the third day, on first fruits, his plan. You see, the Jewish feasts or the Jewish holidays are called Moedims. The Jews refer to them, and they're just the feasts of the Lord is what they are, and they merely mean appointed times. There are appointed times that God has set down through history. Jesus Christ has fulfilled those appointed times, the first part of those appointed times. There are seven feasts. The first feast is Passover, unleavened bread, and first fruits. That's the first three. Those all occurred in about a week span. Jesus died on Passover. He was buried on unleavened bread, and he came back to life on first fruits. Hallelujah. You see, that's God's plan. It's been a plan from the very beginning. And then guess what? 50 days later, what we call Pentecost, Feast of Weeks in the Jewish tradition, the Holy Spirit was poured out on the church. And actually, the church was born there. The Holy Spirit was poured out on the disciples, and the church became the church, filled with the Spirit of God, with the power of God, to be able to go forth in the name of God and Jesus Christ and do miracles, lay hands on the sick, cast out demons, raise the dead, and do all kinds of miracles and incredible things in the name of Jesus Christ. Those days have not passed.
That's right.
We have been in a dark age, because we have lived in an age, this is different than the dark ages in the past, but we have lived in the age of reason, and reason has overcome the power of God in most people's lives. We reason everything out. If I can't reason it out, I can't receive it. If I can't think about it and come to a conclusion based on facts, then it's no good. Let me tell you something. You can reason Jesus. You can look at the facts and see that Jesus Christ came as God appointed him to come. You can cut, you can follow his death, his burial, his resurrection. I can absolutely prove to you that he walked on the face of the earth. And he was seen by at least 500 people during his time. 500 people! Come on! Can't deny that. His disciples saw him go into heaven. And he said, as I have gone, I'm going to return. So start looking for me. Watch for me. I can tell you this. He's not going to come tomorrow. You know why I know that? Because he's going to come on the fall feast. He's going to come. If you believe in the rapture, there's going to be a trumpet, the last trump. If you don't believe in the rapture, then that last trump is going to be his return. I don't care what you believe. It doesn't matter to me. I care less. Whatever God does is what God does. There's going to be a trumpet. It's a fall feast. There's going to be a great day of atonement where everybody's going to give account for their life and whether they have Christ as their personal Savior. Great day of atonement. These things happen within about a 15-day period of time in the fall. And then, ooh, glorious, this last one, I love it. It's called tabernacles. Tabernacles is where the Jewish people set up little houses, little booths, and they live outside of their house. They tabernacle with God for a week. Tabernacle. Guess what we get to do? According to the book of Revelation, we are going to tabernacle with our God for 1,000 years. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isn't that exciting? Glory. So you see, I'm way off from my outline, but I'm just going to go with it this morning. I don't know where you are, Mary, or what you've even started, but that's okay. It's all right. Here's what we need to understand. That God has established, he told Moses that during Passover that they would choose a lamb without spot or blemish. Every household would choose a lamb without spot or blemish. It had to be a perfect lamb. And they were to bring it into their house. Now, I want you to think about this. How many of you have pets or ever had pets? I have a little dog. Thanks to somebody, I don't know who, dropped them off here. Me and Tammy and Jeannie, Dave, somebody. There's a few other ones. Carissa has one. You guys have one of our dogs? Dogs that came from here? No? Oh, okay. But you have a dog. Yeah. That's a sad story. It is a sad story when your cat gets run over. If you love your animal, right? If you do love animals, you're going to understand what I'm saying. They were to take this lamb and think about it. Lambs are cuddly little creatures. I mean, once they get a little older, I don't want anything to do with them. Stupid sheep. But lambs are cuddly little creatures. And they were to take this little thing into their household. And for 4 days, they were to love it. Check it out. Make sure it didn't have any spot or blemish. Make sure it was perfect. It didn't walk with a limp. Didn't have any lame parts. They were to feed it, care for it, take care of it. And then on the fourth day, on the evening, just before the 15th, the Passover. And remember, all of you who've been around here for a while, if you haven't, I'm going to give you a lesson. Jewish days are not the same as our days. Jewish calendars are not the same as our calendar. We can thank the Catholics for that. They changed the calendar, Gregorian calendar. Gregory the 13th changed the calendar completely, totally, and even established Easter on the wrong day, the Passover or the resurrection of Jesus. I make a mistake once in a while and say Easter. But anyhow, on that day, on the evening, just before the new day started, because when the sun went down in a Jewish tradition, that was a new day. Sundown. So just before they were to take that cuddly little lamb, they would take it outside and they were to cut its throat. Now, if you're an animal lover, you understand how difficult that would be. Beautiful little thing. He did nothing to them. You know? It'd be easy to kill a big lamb, a big sheep, you know? Sometimes I feel like killing my dog when he pees on the floor or does something crazy, you know? But this little thing had done nothing. This is an example of Jesus. Jesus came to this earth. Now, this is why the lamb. This is why the blood of the lamb. Remember, the Passover was when the destroyer came to Egypt. And Moses was commanded by God to have all those who would. Even the Egyptians could have participated in this, but they didn't. It was all by faith, just like it is by faith today. They were to take that lamb, they were to cut its throat, bleed it out, take that blood, and use a certain plant, hyssop plant, and put it on their doorposts. And if they had the blood of the lamb on their doorposts, the destroyer would pass over them and not kill their firstborn.
That's right. Thank you,
Jesus. If you have the blood of the lamb, you're the firstborn of the resurrection of the dead. I want you to understand that. That's what the Word of God says. You're the firstborn. That means that when Jesus returns, because you have the blood of the Lamb on the doorpost of your heart, the destroyer is going to pass over you. Hallelujah. That's the significance. That's the significance of the blood of the Lamb. But then, why do we think that Jesus is? Well, I've explained some of that. We think that Jesus is because Jesus died exactly on the day of Passover. Prepared when they were slaying lamb. Here's some things that took place. Jesus was taken to the Jewish leaders, and the Jewish leaders sent him to Pilate. Everybody remember this story? Okay, Jewish leaders sent Jesus to Pilate. Pilate couldn't find anything wrong with him. He sent him back to the Jewish leaders. The Jewish leaders didn't want to have to do it. They didn't have the authority to do what they wanted to have done to Jesus. They wanted him killed. So they sent him back to Pilate. Well, first he went to Herod, I think, and then he went to Pilate. And when Pilate looked at him, this is what Pilate said. Pilate washed his hands of the thing, and he said, I can't find any fault in this man. Here's what's very significant. When the Passover, when the priest took that lamb on the 14th of Abib, the night just before Passover, the 15th, when he stood up there and he looked this lamb over, he would look it over and make sure that it was complete, it was absolutely pure, and he would cry out to all the people so everyone could hear, I find no fault. It was fulfilled. It was fulfilled by a Gentile. That Jesus was the Lamb of God. This is powerful stuff. This is God proving that he is in control of all history and all of humanity. It doesn't matter what man is trying to do. I want to tell you this morning, man is trying to destroy everything that God has established. And Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, when he came that first time as the Lamb of God. But let me tell you, when he returns, he's not coming back as a lamb. He's coming back as the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He came the first time to take away the sin of the world. He's coming back the second time to judge the sin of the world. And if you're not right with him, it's going to be a terrible day. Terrible day. Stand with me. That was short and sweet this morning. At least I thought it was sweet. Glory. King of kings and Lord of lords. I want you to know this morning, if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the Bible says all you have to do is believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that God raised him from the dead, and you shall be saved. But I want you to understand something. You must truly believe it. It's not just words. It's a desire to change your lifestyle. It's a desire to become closer to God. You see, that's what it's all about. Jesus came that we might be able to have that relationship with God renewed. It was broken in the garden. From the very beginning, Adam and Eve sinned. They sinned in the garden, and that made all mankind sinners. But you know what God did when after Adam and Eve sinned, and he threw them out of the garden? As he was doing that, he took animal skins and he clothed them. That's why blood is necessary. You see, the blood was a part of the sacrifice. Something had to be sacrificed, and it was the animals. And now we've come to the place where we recognize that all these things are pointing to the risen Savior, Jesus Christ. That he was the ultimate sacrifice. He was the ultimate Lamb of God. He was and is our propitiation according to the Word of God. He is our substitute. He took our place. That's why his blood is so significant. Today, I want to ask you, do you know Jesus as your personal Savior? Do you know the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords? Have you ever bowed your knee to his lordship and said, Lord, I'm a sinner and I need to be saved by your grace. Forgive me. I believe you died and you came back to life for my sins. If you've not done that, I want to give you that opportunity this morning. I'm going to ask everybody, just bow your head. Hallelujah. If you would like to make that profession of faith this morning, I'm going to say, come forward. I want to pray with you. I want to seal you in the kingdom of God. I want to establish you. Here's something else that I want to share with you. This world is falling apart. Look at what's happening. I was looking this morning, 347 earthquakes, 5 at a 5.0 on the Richter scale or more, have taken place since January of 2013. Volcanoes are going off all over the world. Pestilence. If you haven't noticed, listen to what's going on. Locusts are overrunning the Middle East. Egypt, moving into Israel, Syria. Thousands and thousands of locusts. Now listen, this is what the media said. It's of biblical proportions. Those are not my words. A new pope has been elected. He's a Jesuit. I want to tell you what that means. The Jesuit order was established for one purpose, to make the Catholic Church the rulers spiritually and politically in the world. We're living in the last days, people. It's happening right before our eyes. Today's the day to get it right. Today's the day to receive Christ as your personal Savior. Hello, this is Pastor Rob. I hope this message has touched you in some way. Our purpose and desire for this podcast is to edify believers and share the good news of salvation in Christ. If you'd like to receive Christ as your Savior today, Romans 10:9 makes it extremely simple. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. If you'd like more information on salvation, visit our website at www.bethel.org. If you confess Christ for the first time today, welcome to the family, and we would love to hear from you. I hope you have a blessed day.